Driving Home for Christmas by Potter's Forehead. Baking cookies was most certainly below a man of his station. Tom knew this, of course. How could he not? He was neither blind nor crippled, despite his enemy's best efforts. Then why, pray tell, was he baking cookies? Dressed in a red and white apron, no less, one might ask. Well, the answer was astonishingly simple. Every great man in history had a great support system that steered the wheel of their life from the shadows. He was no exception to the rule. Lord Voldemort wouldn't have achieved half of what he did without his husband. Admitting that would hurt both his heart and ego, sure, but Tom wasn't stupid enough to argue with his spouse over such things. Marriage was all about compromises, after all. Besides, Harry loved acts of service more than sweet talk, which was exactly what brought him here. To his own kitchen, hunched over the recipe, hands occupied with shaping cookies into little brooms. His wand began beeping, and he cursed, almost sending his newly cut dough flying as he rushed to open the oven on time. Merlin, he got out of practice cooking anything. Having house elves for 50 years has made him clumsy. Quickly, he placed the hot tray on the marble countertop. Thankfully, the cookies looked fine. But if he were to present them to his husband, they had to become perfect soon. Closing his eyes, Tom tried to breathe and ground himself. He knew his icing skills had to pull through and make this endeavor worthwhile. If not, he could never speak or think of baking without shame again. Not to mention that keeping Harry happy meant a stable, easy rule over the magical world. When thought of that way, Christmas preparations such as cleaning the house, cooking, and decorating were all obviously selfish, truly. Nodding to himself, he magicked icing ingredients into mixing together. Anyway, something as mundane as making some icing was nothing to him, not even a chore or an inconvenience. Or so he thought, before a loud smack of the front door rang through the house.
"Tom, I'm home!"
Sweat dripping down his neck, Tom felt himself falter. Whose idea of karmic retribution was this? He eyed the mess on their marble counters, feeling true fear for the first time in a long while. Why in Merlin's name was Harry early? He was supposed to have another hour at the very least. Meanwhile, the cookies weren't iced, the kitchen looked like a battlefield, and he was probably all covered in flour, parading around with his apron like an overgrown candy cane.
"Tom, where are you?"
Usually, he was already at the door by this time, greeting his love cheerfully to avoid trouble. So it was becoming rather obvious that something was not quite right. The last time he hadn't responded by the door. Let's just say that Harry had found him drenched in a pool of his own blood with his poorly constructed experiment in hand. And yet, this was infinitely worse. Conqueror of the magical world or not, he wasn't ready to face his husband like this. Pathetic, with an unfinished job and nerves written all over his face. The telltale sound of boots being kicked off by the door sent Tom's pulse racing. Panicked, he began fixing the mess, but it was too late. He could already hear Harry getting rid of his cloak in the foyer. Shit. Hell. Merlin's burnt pancakes.
"Tom?"
inquired his worried husband, just as Tom did the splits to close the oven and the fridge at the same time.
"If this is supposed to be a prank, it isn't funny. I know you're in there somewhere."
Briefly, he considered vanishing the evidence and apparating, but deep down he knew Harry was too sharp for that. No, he couldn't hide. He had to salvage this somehow, before Harry saw the kitchen and realized that the Dark Lord, of all people, had been reduced to icing cookies in an apron, like a common house elf. With a wave of his hand, he sent everything flying into the air, cleaning the mess at the last possible minute. Then he smoothed down his apron, forcing himself into perfect composure. He could handle this, Tom reminded himself. He had handled armies, rebellions, and even a nosy Albus Dumbledore in his prime. Surely he could handle his husband. But his fragile confidence snapped as soon as the kitchen door banged open to reveal a frowning Harry Potter. Seeing the other so angry made him relive the dark beginning of their relationship that he vowed to forget. Anxious, he gulped. Harry's gaze, cautious as it was, caught the movement immediately. In a second, his vengeful expression softened into worry.
"I can explain," Tom croaked.
His husband commented wisely.
"Go on. I was preparing a poison, and I didn't want my festive clothes dirty."
Ever so slowly, Harry's gaze dropped to the festive red and white apron wrapped snugly around Tom's robes. His face twitched, emotions flashing too quick to be readable.
"Poisoned cookies?"
He shrugged, his usual genius mind seemingly running out of ideas.
"I had elves do it," he drawled, "and simply oversaw the process."
"In an apron?" asked Harry, a grin slowly making its way up his lips.
"Yes," Tom said, like a liar. "It's highly disguised poison, so obviously I had to run a few tests."
At that, his husband merely smiled, raising an unimpressed eyebrow. In an instant, his posture relaxed, and he leaned on the doorframe, his casualness almost mocking.
"And you didn't do it in your highly specialized, perfectly stocked personal potions lab, but in the kitchen."
Tom gulped, looking anywhere but at lovely green eyes.
"I must say, the apron looks good on you," Harry purred, stepping unbelievably closer.
Tom stiffened, his pride warring with the faint warmth creeping up his neck, though he held his ground, refusing to retreat, even as Harry's grin widened into something both infuriatingly smug and dangerously affectionate. Soon hands were at his shoulders, tugging at the straps of the apron in an overtly flirtatious manner.
"Does it?"
he asked, leaning over to breathe Harry's air. But unfortunately for him, the wizard didn't fall for the bait. Instead, he cupped Tom's cheek, his eyes turning extremely soft.
"You're covered in flour, and the icing bowl is still levitating behind you, honey."
Here Harry laughed, making Tom bristle inwardly.
"Just admit you were baking." "I told you."
But he never got to finish the sentence. Before he knew what had happened, Harry was already kissing him, his hands tugging at the apron, effectively shutting him up for the foreseeable future.